Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Completing the chapter on showing respect and maintaining good relationship with one's friends, one's parents, one's relatives, one's wife, and all those that one is encouraged to honor. The beauty of the Muhaddiseen is when they bring the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one is the hadith will tie up with the chapter that they have brought, but sometimes they bring one hadith that has got such a broad meaning, such a, and it includes every person that they're trying to, for example, this hadith is, this chapter is speaking about kindness and having respect for one's friends, one's relatives, one's wife, one's parents. So they bring such a hadith that has got a deeper meaning that will include everyone. So beautiful the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala bless the muhaddiseen, their foresight and their deep-sightedness, is that they'll bring such a hadith also just to conclude the chapter that will cover everything. So a person that's looking for kindness to parents will find it in this. Kindness to relatives will find it in this. Kindness to one's wife will find it in this. Kindness to any person that deserves to be shown kindness and respect will find it in one hadith. Sometimes they bring it towards the ending of the chapter, one hadith, or in the chapter a certain hadith that is so broad spectrum it covers everything. So there's no need to bring lengthy ahadith after that, or different ahadith. One ahadith sometimes suffices for the whole chapter, or to prove the chapter that they have brought. Today's hadith, which is the last hadith of this chapter, and Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu qal, kharajtu ma'a Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu fi safarin, fakana yakhdumuni, faqultu lahu la taf'al, faqala inni qad ra'aytu al-ansar tasna'u Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shay'an, عليت على نفسي ألا أصحب أحدا منهم إلا خدمته متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that I set out on a journey with Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu, and he attended to my needs. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu was that Sahabi whose parents had left him in the care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the age of 9 till approximately the age of 19. In other words, his schooling, his education, his tarbiyat was all done at the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Mubarak company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate this young boy was. And he says that in the time period that when I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not once did Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam ever ask me that I sent you to do something, why did you not do it? I never saw any person more kinder and more loving than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of love and kindness, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed this youngster, Hazrat Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. So anyway, he's narrating this hadith. And he's saying that I was once on a journey with Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali radiallahu anhu, another sahabi. So he was younger, Anas radiallahu was young. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah was elder than him. But this sahabi that was elder than me was making my khidmat. He was seeing to my needs. So I told him, that do not do so, that don't make my khidmat. I don't want you elder than me, you don't make my khidmat. Now look at this, how beautiful. So he said that I saw the Ansar making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I took an oath that if I accompany any one of them, in other words, if I accompany any one of the Ansar, I will serve them due to the fact that they made the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I took an oath that if ever I have to travel with any of the Ansar, I will make their khidmat. Why? Because they made the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful thing. So one thing we learn here is that doesn't mean somebody is younger than us, we can't make the khidmat. Generally you find that the younger make the khidmat of the older, but the older also can make the khidmat of the younger. There is no harm. So in this hadith we learn that Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah was elder than Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Anas radiallahu was trying to stop him, that don't make my khidmat, you don't need to do that. And he said, no, that I'm going to make it. Why? Because I saw you making the khidmat, and I saw Ansar making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We learn one other thing from this hadith, is that respect the people when they have, whichever person Allah Ta'ala has made it such, that they have spent time in the company of great mashayikh, they have spent time in the company of great people, or they may be senior as far as deen is concerned, as far as the khidmat of deen is concerned, even though they may be younger than us, there's no harm out of respect for the deeni khidmat that they made, out of respect for their taluk and sohbat that they kept of some pious person, out of the respect of the ilm that they may have, there's no harm in making their khidmat. Actually, it's something that is beloved, something that is good. So what lessons come out from this hadith is the importance of kindness, of caring, of sharing, even not to those people themselves, but those people that have spent time or made khidmat of the great personalities. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.